A lot of people talking about the situation, of course, with Dwight Ball announcing that he is going to step down as soon as a leader can be found. He will stay on as MHA. You know, one of the big things that a premier or any government would have to deal with now is the debt in Newfoundland and Labrador. And, of course, much of that brought on by Muskrat Falls, of course. In the meantime, this province has by far the largest interest costs, as well, basically as a percentage of its budget in the entire country. And that is one of the findings of a new study released just moments ago by the Fraser Institute. Alex Whalen is a policy analyst with the Fraser Institute. He's in Halifax this morning, and he's on the line with us. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Fred. Good to be with you again.
So put this into perspective in comparison to the rest of the country. How deep in debt are we?
Well, certainly if you look at interest costs across Canada, Newfoundland and Labrador stands out as an outlier. For example, if you look at combined interest costs per person, so on a per-person basis, what do we pay for provincial and federal debt? Newfoundland and Labrador's number is over $3,000 for every person in the province, and that's actually double the figure of the next closest province, which is Ontario.
So that is per year, I'm assuming?
Yes, that's correct. So if you look at a family of four, for example, they're responsible for over $12,000 in interest per year for every resident in the province.
So what kind of problems does that cause for a government? I mean, there are numerous. Where do we start?
For sure. I think the key takeaway for me is that it takes away money from other government priorities, healthcare, education. There's less money to go around in general. There's less money as well to potentially consider tax relief. So when you look at Newfoundland and Labrador specifically, it's 13.5% of the provincial budget goes just toward interest payments. That's a significant number.
That's just the debt servicing. We've used up whatever or built or spent whatever that money is going towards. That's already down, or has been spent rather. Why does this matter? I mean, how do we get out of this debt? How do you dig out of a hole that deep?
Well, it matters. I guess I would go back to my prior comments, just that it's clearly taking away money from other government priorities. Residents need services, and there's less money for those services when a lot of money is going towards debt. Residents also need tax relief, and that, you know, certainly is much more difficult to achieve when this much money goes toward interest costs.
And again, I'll ask the question, how do you get out of a hole like this? Because if 13 or 14% of what we spend each year or budget is going towards just debt servicing, how do you get out of that hole?
Yeah, that's a great question. I think the key thing for now that Newfoundland and Labrador needs to focus on is getting the budget balanced. I know it's difficult, but that's the only way to stop accumulating debt. That would be a first step. And then to try to lower the debt burden would be a second step. Our study stops short of specific measures, but certainly you can't stop accumulating debt as long as you have large deficits.
Well, and it's a vicious cycle, though, because governments have tried to do this, and the current government was doing things by attrition. I mean, with 47,000 people working for the provincial government, you just can't go in and lay off 15,000 people to save money, because ultimately some of those folks are going to end up getting government assistance in another way.
That's a fair point. I think that however it is done, and again, our study stops short of making specific recommendations, it has to be done in a sensitive manner. But I think if you look at other parts of our research, they reveal that Newfoundland has a larger than average public sector and a public sector that's paid more than the private sector. Those might be areas to look into to help with the budget balance. But at the end of the day, the key point that this study is focusing in on is just looking at the current interest burden facing the province, and it's really significant.
Well, and the folks that we borrow money from and grade our credit rating look at this very closely.
Certainly they do, and they've been looking at their province quite closely for a while, and I think that brings up another important point, which is to say that this interest burden is occurring at a time without a recession at the national level and at a time of historically low interest rates. So, you know, this budget season is really the time that the government needs to try to take a major step forward in addressing this problem, because we are in a time right now where they are sheltered by lower interest rates, and those could easily increase going forward.
But, you know, we live in a society, though, where you look at, I mean, our own federal government that has billions of dollars in debt. You have the American government down, you know, below the border where they're, I think the current debt is like $25 trillion or $23 trillion, somewhere in that range. I mean, when it gets to that point, what's $1 trillion? But do we just live in a society in an age now where it's okay to, people think it's okay to carry that much debt as governments?
Well, I think you make a good point that there have been other jurisdictions are taking what we would call a reckless approach to fiscal policy. But I think that history shows us that that luck runs out eventually, and that jurisdictions that rack up high amounts of debt eventually have to pay up for it. And it's very costly in terms of the economy and in terms of opportunity. And, you know, the research shows across the board that stronger fiscal policy leads to better growth prospects. And you know, that's good for residents.
What about the Muskrat Falls effect that's going to have on, you know, I mean, once we have to start paying that back, I mean, this whole, I'm sure you're aware of the rate mitigation talks that are ongoing with Ottawa to try to keep rates down here. I mean, I've always looked at it as though, well, if we're borrowing money from what Muskrat Falls will make in 35 years, we're mitigating it off the money that we would have made then as taxpayers, things that would build schools, roads, hospitals, or pay civil servants.
Yeah, exactly. That's a very good point. The study obviously doesn't address Muskrat Falls specifically, but there's no question it's had a major impact on provincial finances. And to the extent that government is doing anything to shift that bill further into the future is probably not wise given, you know, the major debt load. And I think that's really a key point in this study is it's not merely that Newfoundland has a lot of debt and pays a lot of interest. It's that it's by far a major outlier within Canada. And there's no question that Muskrat Falls has been a major contributor to that.